Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here today with a good friend of mine, Reagan Hockman. And today, the subject of our show is food truck phenomenon. And Reagan is a young entrepreneur in Westmoreland County, and she started her own food truck. Welcome to the show, Reagan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's hear the whole story, all about your business, how it started, and what you call it, and what kind of products you offer.
Oh boy. All right. Well, I own Groove Coffee Company. We are a 1965 Yellowstone trailer located in Westmoreland County.
And I own it with my sister. Her name's Sydney. And we started it just to spend a little bit more time together. We sell caffeinated products, non-caffeinated products. And the thing that sets us apart from other coffee shops, other than being mobile, is we sell them all in freshly sealed cans.
You do it all. I love it that you said that you did this because you wanted to spend more time together, and now you spend like every day together. Is that right?
Yes, maybe a little bit too much time, but what can you do?
When you were growing up, do you remember a lot of food trucks? Because I don't. I don't remember that being a big thing.
I don't know. I feel like in our generation right now, food trucks are such a big thing, especially after COVID. Being mobile is a little more reliable. There's not a lot of rent to be paid. It's more affordable. It's accessible for a lot of people.
Okay, let's take us through the process of where did you find the first vehicle that you wanted to use? Who helped you renovate it? What kind of things needed to be done?
Oh my, boy, is it a process. There is no handbook, so it's pretty much just a guessing game. There was really no plan. We were just wanted to do something mobile. We looked on Facebook. I found this super cute vintage camper, and we kind of like based everything off of that. Originally, our name was Overly Caffeinated, and that stuck for a while. And then we were kind of like, no one likes to be overly caffeinated. That's an awful name. So we kind of went with the year of the camper and kind of how it looked and went with Groove.
So describe it for people at home.
Oh, yeah. It's a vintage 1965 Yellowstone trailer. It's literally what you would see back in the day at, like, I don't even know, festivals, like Woodstock. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what's inside? I mean, it's much more than what you would have found at Woodstock.
Yeah. So when we bought it, it was a fully renovated camper. You could live in it. Sadly, we tore it all up and put a mobile kitchen inside. Cabinets, you know, butcher block. We have a huge espresso machine, a grinder, anything you would see literally in any coffee shop you would go into, just in a little camper.
What kind of financing and insurance did you need for a project like this?
Well, anything you would need for a restaurant. So it is a restaurant on wheels. So luckily we saved our money and I didn't have to take any loans out or anything, but everything goes to the business. So it is a little bit of a, you know, it's a lot to get started, but once you get there, it's good to go.
All right. Tell us where people can find you, what kind of events that you do.
So we do private events. You can book them through Facebook and Instagram. We're more active on Instagram. We answer a little faster there, and that's groove.coffee.company, and then just Groove Coffee Company on Facebook. You can message us through DMs or direct message. And yeah, you can usually find us, if we're not at an event, at the Donut Chef Brick Oven on 22.
Why don't you describe the product a little bit for people at home and maybe talk about one of your favorite drinks?
Yeah, so, oh my, to choose. We have so many.
Welcome.
Well, it's funny. Actually, I'm not a coffee person at all. That's more my sister. So I'm more of a tea girl. We have these Lotus Energy drinks that are super good. They're 80 milligrams of caffeine, so you're still getting that caffeine intake that you need in the morning, but it's not that coffee taste. I don't crave that. So I like a little more of something sparkling, something more refreshing, especially in the summer. So it's syrup, a little bit of caffeine. You can do any kinds of fruits you like. You can add a little bit of creamer to it to make it creamy. It's just so good. And that's my favorite. My favorite right now is pineapple coconut, like a pina colada for summer.
Mm. Yeah. What's your sister's favorite coffee?
Oh, boy. Probably just your plain caramel latte. Or she likes to make a lot of things with maple, too. She's a maple girly, for sure.
Now, you have some signature drinks that come in a can. Can you describe that?
Yes. So all of our iced beverages come in sealed cans. We make them fresh. We seal them in the trailer. So anything you get iced, literally down to ice water, comes in a can. And we have three signature lattes that are on the menu all year round. We have the Avery, which is a salted caramel beverage. It's coffee. It has two shots of espresso, caramel, and salted caramel. It's actually named after my niece, Avery. Super sweet and salty. And then we have the s'mores, which is super popular. That's chocolate, marshmallow, toasted marshmallow syrup. Two shots of espresso, and then it actually comes with a toasted marshmallow freshly toasted on top.
It's like dessert.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we have a cookie butter, which is a little less sweet than the other ones if you don't like super sweet. And that is the cookie butter that you would find on, like, if you ever got on a flight and you get airplane cookies. Mm-hmm. That's what those are.
So good, right? So
yes, good. And it comes with one of those on top as well.
So the first couple of months or even year, you were going mainly out to places, right? You were hauling the trailer out to places?
Yeah, we've only actually been open for 9 months. We opened on November 5th last year. But yeah, it was mostly, we didn't have a set. We didn't really have a plan. We were just kind of going for it. We do it on weekends. We're not open during the week. My sister and I both work full time, so we just do it on the weekends for now. But yeah, we were traveling everywhere, and it is a crazy thing to unpack and pack every time you go somewhere.
And that became a lot.
Very much so. So we found a home, and when we're not, you know, traveling all over, or when there's a weekend where we have family things and family comes first, then we don't go anywhere. We stay at the Donut Chef and have our girls work, and we work, and we make it, you know, all run pretty smoothly.
So a couple of reasons I wanted to have you on the show was because of the young people that you're hiring and giving opportunities for. You know, a lot of the people who, or at least some of the people who work for you, this may be their first job. This may be the first time that they're working for someone. And you're taking a chance on them. You're training them. You're paying them. And you're letting them fly, which some businesses just, you know, it's scary, right? They can't do. So you've had success with young people.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We literally, I always say all the time how lucky we are because all of our employees just love to work and they love and they have fun while doing it, which is really the whole reason we did it, was to spend time with each other and have fun. So the fact that that like goes into our employees and they care as much as we do is so important and hard to find.
Do you pass that on because someone gave you a chance when you were a young person and started working?
Oh my gosh. Of course. I have a very good mentor. I mean, the industry I work in full time, she's amazing. So she takes chances, and a lot of young people work in the salon I work at. I work at Makeup Design Studio, Day Spa in Murraysville, and her name's Lindsay Hinch, and she's a great mentor to have. She takes chances on people that are just getting out of school and literally like changes their life around and builds a clientele. So good mentors, you know, that's my biggest advice, is to find a good mentor, because then you're good to go and set.
And what is your advice for businesses who are thinking about giving young people a chance? Is there any personality traits or characteristics you should look for? What do you look for when you're interviewing?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like passion and like caring for the business. Like if they don't seem to care much about coffee or anything, any genre of what they're applying for, it's just not going to really work in the long run. I feel like you have to care as much as, you know, anyone else.
Well, the business owner, right?
Yeah.
You're trusting them. You're leaving them there with your business to do it.
No, yeah. I mean, it's hard to trust people. We're new at this, so it's, you know, it's hard to let go. So we're always there still anyway, just, you know, stalking the trailer, checking up on the girls. Like, did you eat today? Are you drinking your water? Like, all of that stuff. Because we just want to make sure they're good and they're having a healthy work, like, environment as well, because that's important.
And they're moving.
Oh, my gosh.
What happens? Like, describe your normal morning on a Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's nonstop from 9 to 2 from when we open, and we're so blessed to be able to say that. We open at 9 and there's people already in line at 8:45, so they're ready to move. It makes the day go quick. It's super nice because they have the rest of their day after 2 o'clock, but they are hustling in there, and especially when it's hot out, it is hot in that trailer.
And Now that you've kind of found a home, do you have plans for sort of a next step? Do you think you'll get another trailer or a different one or smaller? Or what are your thoughts?
So the end game is a little brick and mortar somewhere in Westmoreland County where we can have a drive-through. Kind of like a little shed, kind of like a drive-through walk-up situation. We did get another box truck trailer that's vintage and super cute. Her name's Sunny. We're working on her now so that could be used for events, and our trailer that we have now, who we call Marge, can be used as a drive-through trailer.
Yeah, and the value of having something a little easier to drive is extreme, right?
Oh, that is key. We have most definitely learned our lesson that vintage may look good, but vintage is vintage for a reason.
It's fragile.
Yeah, right? It's a piece of art for sure. It's history.
So with the box truck, then you would be able to go out and do more summer events, fall events, things like that.
Yeah, we'll be able to work during the week and have our girls, you know, work those events and also be open at the same time as the camper so that we could do two events on a Saturday. So really, you know, being more open for, you know, more inquiries and events.
Okay, so for anyone thinking about a food truck, people I'm sure out there have thought, I'd love to do this, I'd love to try. Why don't you tell us a few things that they really need to do and a few lessons that you've learned. So take your time.
Oh my, okay. Too many to count, but let me think of a good one. Let's see. Well, it's a lot more work than was anticipated. We thought we could just do it on the weekends, but weekends turned into during the week while we're at our full-time job. I'm always working. As in any business that you're going to run, you're constantly working, even if you're not physically there. With a food truck, there's not a lot of room for stock. So your house is going to be like a little restaurant. There's a lot of stock. There's a thing called a commissary where you're going to have all your milks and everything, and you have to dump your dump tank. And each county has different rules. Allegheny is a little more strict than Westmoreland, but there's no handbook. So you're truly just giving them a call every day and annoying them and asking them questions and getting advice and trying to figure out the answer, even though sometimes there's not. So I think the biggest lesson I've learned is, like, just take your time. You know, going faster and building and doing the most isn't always going to be, you know, the best. Going slow and taking it one step at a time, you'll be more successful that way.
Because you didn't have necessarily a food truck mentor, right? You were trying to figure all this out yourself.
Oh, yeah, no. TikTok. That's about it.
And speaking of TikTok, you do a great job. You and your fiance do a great job with marketing and neat little videos. You love the marketing piece and the branding piece, too.
Oh, yeah. If there's one thing I can say that I'm confident in, it's the branding. I feel like I've always been good at branding myself, and it's kind of, like, fun for me to do. So I don't really consider that a job. If anything, that's like my escape when we're not at the trailer. I'm like, ooh, I get to make content. And we make some fun videos. And my fiance actually does it professionally, so I got pretty lucky.
Yes, you did. You hit the jackpot on that for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, you're eco-conscious. You're conscious of the products you're using, you know, the quality and the packaging, everything. You think about all that, right?
Oh, yeah. When you come to Groove, you're not just getting coffee. We want you to have an experience. We're also selling an experience. So you're not just going to come get your normal iced latte. You're going to come and get it in a can, and it's going to be different, and you're going to want to post it on Instagram and show all your friends. And that's what's so cool, is it's an experience when you come, so it's worth the wait, you know?
Yeah, it's delicious. I can speak from experience. I did that. And, you know, I've seen you grow and develop and come up with new ideas and sort of, you know, disruptively innovate the way business is done, because I think you're finding that, like you said, this is going to be easy. We're going to do it on the weekends. But guess what? It's not. It ends up being a full-time job on top of your full-time job. So how do you juggle it all?
Oh, if I had an answer. You just kind of do it. Just like with anything, you just kind of figure out when you have time, you fill that time with other things. So just when you have time, and there's never enough hours in the day, but you figure it out and everything kind of makes its way and, you know, it all works out in the end.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and we're doing a Food Truck Phenomenon show with Regan Hockman today. She is the co-owner of Groove Coffee Company. We talked a lot about giving young people a chance and hiring young people in the workforce, which is really important. We also talked about being eco-conscious and the quality of product that you're putting out, which I think is great. But the other piece that you've always been very passionate about is mental health. And part of the reason why you like tea and why your sister likes coffee is because it is self-centering, right? It makes you focus on yourself and take care of yourself. So why don't you talk a little bit about your passion to care about mental health?
Yeah, so before we owned Groove Coffee Company, we owned a clothing brand called Array of Creation. And our mission there was we had a collection called Normalize, and it was all based around mental health. And we really wanted to pull that into the trailer because we loved doing that so much, and people loved it as well, the message we were sending. So May was Mental Health Awareness Month, so we had our, you know, we had our crew necks there, and we are still coming out with different types of clothing in the future that you'll see that we're pulling that into the trailer as well. And again, we want to make our employees feel the most comfortable and have a healthy workplace. That's why I'm always like, are you drinking water and are you eating? Take a break. Do your thing. Take a walk. Like, it's so important to have a healthy workplace, and that's what makes you want to come back. So
that focus on mental health really developed for you as a teenager when you had to undergo a pretty serious surgery. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so I had knee reconstruction while all my friends were away, which doesn't sound like a crazy thing, but when literally you have like no one, but you know.
They all went off to college.
Yeah, they went off to college, which is great for them, but yours was lonely. And it was, I was 19 and I didn't have anybody, and it was like very, very lonely. So me and my sister made that business to keep me busy, and that's what turned it around for me. And I just realized, like, you know, you keep your mind to something, there's so many bigger things out there than, you know, just to be lonely.
What were some of the messages on your clothing?
Oh my goodness. I still wear them to this day. there's one that says overthinker on the front, and it says your anxiety is lying to you on the back. We have one that says mental health is health, and then 1-800 you're enough, which we wrote on some cups actually in May, when it was Mental Health Awareness Month as well. So, yeah.
And then how did you sell and market those products?
We used Instagram, and we actually sent them to people that would reach out to us that were having a hard time, just to give them some, you know, hope and everything else. Like, we want them to wear it on their back. There's nothing better than spread a message than wearing it. So, yeah.
And that's what you did.
And that's what we did.
And you, you know, were very passionate, too, just even about the awareness piece. And that's a big... big thing, shattering stigma, right? That people don't want to talk about their mental health.
No, yeah, 100%. It's easier said than done as well. But say something, or we posted a reel as well on our business page, which usually I wouldn't say bring politics or anything of the such into, not saying that mental health is politics because it's not, but bringing that personal side mm-hmm. to your business is what's going to set you apart from others and what you stand for. So if we truly, like, want that in our business, we're going to bring it, and we did. So, yeah.
Another piece of your self-expression has been your acting and your singing. Tell us, give us a little synopsis about your history in theater.
Oh, my. A girl that does it all. Yeah, so I do a lot of, you know, theater in the area. Sing, act. That was actually my original major, but I really think that set me up for everything that I'm doing now in my adult life, because they teach you how to be a good worker there, what a healthy workspace is, how to be friends with everyone and accept everyone. At Groove, I really pull that in. Like, we're truly, like, the first thing I want when someone walks up to the window is for them to feel welcomed and belong, because there's no worse feeling than walking into a coffee shop or walking into a place where, like, no one says hello and you feel like you don't belong there and you're like, should I just turn around and leave? Even though we're mobile and you're not really walking in somewhere, you're walking up somewhere. So we want to make sure it's for everyone too. So, yeah.
Well, and then you started in theater when you were a young person. So tell us about when that started. Little, like,
yeah,
little.
Itty bitty. Yeah. I was in second grade
when I started.
Yeah. I was Never really. I always used to do like karaoke and machines as a child. There's videos. It's hilarious. But my parents took me to an audition for the high school musical. They were having kids in the musical, and I was lucky enough to make it. I sang Taylor Swift, and they still put me in. Yeah.
I love it for the listeners out there who caught that she was only in second grade singing Taylor Swift, where the rest of us were adults. But okay, so you sang Taylor Swift, they put you in the show. Were you bit by the bug immediately?
Oh my gosh, yeah. After that, I did 5 more musicals before I got into high school with the high school, and then I did also stage right in Greensburg as well. I did a couple camps there, the Theater Factory. I mean, it was like my full time then.
And what were some of your favorites when you before you went postgraduate?
Oh my gosh, we did the Addams Family. That was super fun. We did Legally Blonde, which was great. All great messages. Grease. Oh my gosh, too many to count.
And you sing, you act, you dance, you do it all.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, right?
Yeah, it's a hard... And that is, like, what taught me, like, my work ethic is truly theater, because it is so much work. So much work.
And you're not afraid to invest time into a project, for sure.
No, yeah, no, not at all. I feel like it's such a good reward at the end of that, like, and it's working so closely with other people to make a end result.
And so after you graduated from high school, you continued, but this more into a professional setting.
Yes. So originally I was going to Penn State to pursue musical theater, and then I got my knee surgery. So we switched a little bit of paths, and I went to cosmetology school. Once I finished cosmetology school, I got a job, and I made some time to go back to my passion, which is theater. So I do it in the area now, and yeah. Super fun.
Tell us about some of the shows. You've done a show in Irwin, one in Uniontown. What was the Irwin one?
Yes, I did Rock of Ages at the Lamp Theater with Split Stage. That was a blast. That was like my first show back in like forever, and it was amazing. I did Rent in Greensburg with the Greensburg Garden Civic Theater. I did A Chorus Line and Kinky Boots out at Uniontown, the State Theater. That's a great company as well. And these places all have kid programs except Split Stage. They all have kid programs. So if you or your child is looking, you know, for an outlet and to make friends and have a good, healthy place to go, theater is most definitely like the number one in my book.
It's amazing. And when you... when you do this, like, you're still working full time, you're doing this at night, you're doing this on the weekends, correct?
Oh yeah, it's like go to the trailer in the morning, go to work, and go to rehearsal.
Tell us about your day job.
Oh, well, it's my fave. I do lash extensions and aesthetics at the makeup design studio and day spa in Murraysville. So I get to meet a lot of great people and, you know, change a lot of people's lives while making them feel amazing and beautiful.
Is it something that you thought you would always want to do? You like the, because you were into the stage makeup, the
yeah.
makeup, the beauty piece, right?
So I never thought I'd end up here. My aunt had owned a salon my whole life, and I always thought I was going to do like hair if I ever went into it. And then once I got to beauty school, I realized, oh my gosh, I could do professional stage makeup. You know, that's super cool. I've done that my whole life. I love special effects. I love art. I love creating things. And then I got into that and did that for a little bit. And then weddings really caught my eye. So I did weddings, and I still do weddings. And yeah, so makeup, aesthetics, like the face, I really enjoy that a lot more than hair.
Yeah. But you'll do it if you need to do it.
I'll do it if I have to.
Yeah, absolutely. You do it all if you need to do it, for sure. So any theater in the future, or are you focusing on the other business for now?
Focusing on something, you know, Groove for right now and my day job. I was in Cabaret, which y'all should still go see it. It's amazing. It's an amazing theater company. It's up in Uniontown at the State Theater. That's going to be the first weekend of August. All my friends are in it. Actually, Groove will be at intermission for The Little Mermaid, which is in 2 weeks here. If this is airing Sunday, then yes, 2 weeks from now, Groove will be at intermission serving some very much Disney-themed beverages.
Okay, where is this now?
This is going to be in Uniontown.
In Uniontown,
yep,
okay.
At the State Theater.
And then let's go back for a second for people who want to try all these yummy Groove coffees. give us your location again, your hours, all that kind of good stuff.
Perfect. So we're open Thursday to Monday. If we don't have an event, just keep up to date on our social medias, which is groove.coffee.company on Instagram and Facebook. If we are to have an event, we will post. We post every Tuesday our schedule and our hours. So just keep a lookout for that. And we are at the Donut Chef in, I guess, Delmont, Greensburg area. It's a Greensburg address, and the address is actually also located on that weekly schedule.
Awesome. And you've gotten quite a bit of publicity from all this. Let's hear about your latest TV appearance.
Oh, yes. We were on Talk Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago, and it was so much fun. And then recently, this past Saturday, we did a event at PPG because we team up with them a lot to serve the artists and the crews. And then we got to meet the Steelers, and hopefully you might see us at some training camps in the future.
Oh, I love it. That sounds amazing. So when you had to do the TV appearance, what were your nerves like? Hey, you have all that stage experience.
Oh, my gosh. It's completely different. It's so much easier when you can see how many people are watching when you don't see them at all.
But you did it.
But we did it. We conquered it. It was good. One take. And it was fun. It was adrenaline crazy, most definitely.
And you had to have your drinks ready and your messages ready and just ready.
Oh, yeah. The questions, all of it. It was a crazy experience, but it was so fun, and we would do it 100 times over.
Well, you did great on this radio show, too, so you're getting plenty of media experience for sure. So are you ever looking for good employees if people are interested?
Yeah, we're always looking to hire. My sister's actually having a baby soon, so we're going to be one down. Just shoot us a DM on Instagram. That's how we do most of our communication for now, until we grow a little bigger and I'll need a website. But yeah, you can just reach out to us there.
And again, your Groove Coffee Company, located between Greensburg and Delmont near the Donut Chef. People can come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then do you think eventually or how soon could people book you for events with the mobile piece?
Yeah, always reach out. Sometimes we have cancellations and we also are booking into November now. So go ahead and reach out to that. We'll send over pricing and anything, any questions you have, we'll get them answered.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Really enjoyed talking to Regan Hockman today. She is the co-owner of Groove Coffee Company. Regan, thanks so much for being on the show. And any final messages you want to share with the listeners at home?
No, thank you so much for having me. And we'll see you soon at the camper.
See you soon. I like it. It's a really neat camper, a really neat place to check out for sure. She's giving young people an opportunity to be employed, taking a chance on their first jobs, eco-conscious, making sure that the quality of her product is great. And that is part of the food truck phenomenon, why people continue to flock to food trucks. The quality, the taste, the price, happy people when you greet them. So I expect we'll see even more food trucks pop up in the future and probably more from Regan herself, which is very exciting. Just an up-and-comer and great person, a young person in our community. If you have an idea for the show, we ask you to reach out to WHJB. We'd love to hear from you. We do this show every Sunday, 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks so much for listening.